In this video, we'll explore an alternative method of user authentication. Rather than creating our own custom form and calling the API to authenticate a user, we're going to use the login control that ships with ASP.NET 2.0 and above. So let's open up our authentication project that we've been working on. We'll do that in Visual Web Developer. And we'll just quickly review what we've done to date. So we've got this ASP.NET application. We've wired it up to a SQL Server authentication store. And we've created a login form. So this is our, actually right here, this is our login form. But now what we're going to do is we're going to also demonstrate using the login control. So let's go into our master page. And let's scroll down until we find the right-hand column. All right, so here's our right-hand column. Let's add another div. So let's just use the magic of cut and paste. We'll grab this div. Actually, I'm going to just make a copy of the whole thing. And I'm just going to cut out the text that's in that paragraph. And instead of news, we'll call it login. All right, so let's switch over to design mode just to see what we've got here. All right, so now we've got this login area here. I'm going to scroll down in my Visual Studio Toolbox to my login tool tab, and I'm going to grab an instance of the login control. I'm going to pop it over on my page here. Notice automatically formats for us. What we're going to do though is auto format, and I'm going to choose the classic template just because it most closely matches the UI that we're working with. Of course, if we look at the properties collection here, as you'd come to expect, all of the styles are declaratively configurable, so you can either explicitly specify the attributes for the visual appearance, or you can use a CSS class, whichever is the mode that you're working in. The validation, we can change the error messages, of course. We can change the links, so if we want to, if our application is giving them the ability to create a new user, we can link here right from our control. If we want to do a password recovery, we can do that right here from the control. If we want to link out to a help page, we can do that from the control. Specify the layout. We can set the behavioral properties for things like set it to not visible when not logged in. We can add a tooltip, a skin ID, choose a remember me, set the remember me option. So basically, we have all of the kinds of rich feature selection that you've come to expect from the login controls that we've been working with, or from all of the login controls, not just the login control. So having done that, let's now go ahead and give it a try. Now, note, we haven't really done anything. All we did was drop an instance on the page, and we have a membership provider configured in our web.config file. Let's go ahead and see if we can actually log in. And there we go. I'm authenticated. So wasn't that just ridiculously easy? No coding. It just automatically wires itself up to the membership provider, and that's all it takes to use it. Of course, you saw all of those properties, so you can get really creative in terms of the specific scenarios or the specific features that you want to implement. But it's just that easy to start using the controls, and that's one of the great things behind control-driven development is that this functionality, if you don't need to do detailed customization, then using the control with the flexibility that these controls provide. Very easy, very quick to do. So hopefully you've now seen both methods of either wiring it up yourself or using the control, and you're able to fully provide the functionality for login that your application might need. Now that we've configured a membership store, configured our application for a way to create new users, and provided the user a way to log in, we're ready to start making some customizations, custom decisions, and using custom data specific to an authenticated user.
Thank you.